It's Monday, the sun's on the rise. Homeroom's the place where we sharpen our minds. Grab your coffee, your notebook, your pen. Homeroom, homeroom. Let's do it again.
Oh, love that. Welcome, everybody. Yeah, it's homeroom. Way to start your week. Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. People are like, oh man, Monday, busted pencils is in school. It's so cold and snowy and the weather's horrible and there's ice. Man, how is it that they are able to do what they do? Are we supposed to have snow days, Johnny? Don't you remember snow days growing up, man, where you were like I was watching this scroll on the local news of, you know, school district X closed, school district X, and I was like, oh, Steel Valley, 2-hour delay. What?
well, Tim, when I was a kid, it snowed several feet of snow every day, and we walked to school uphill both ways.
Barefoot.
You know, barefoot in the snow. Winters were much more wintry. No, Tim, I do remember waiting for snow days, and I think kids still do this, although, you know, it's waiting for texts and getting alert systems that, you know, don't necessarily involve. Although I'll say, you know, I'm an old head. I still put on the local news. I like my local news wherever I live. Whether you know I agree with it all the time or not, you know, isn't what determines whether or not I put it on. But I especially put it on when there's inclement weather because I'm nostalgic for, you know, seeing the scroll. It still does exist, although it's not a scroll. It's usually like a pretty nice, like fancier sidebar of the list of schools that have closed. But Tim, you know, I noticed that sometimes snow days don't always end up being snow days or, you know, like low temp days, as much of our country experienced unusually low temperatures and had school closures. You know, we talked about this back during COVID. Mm-hmm. And then especially when we came back to the classroom after COVID, one of the things we joked, but not so jokingly talked through was, now that we do all this remote learning stuff and we utilize Zoom or Skype or even have, you know, like closed systems within our district for doing some video conferencing and some schools are entirely online now. You know, Tim, we talked about, does this mean that snow days have gone the way of the dodo bird and we now no longer have a need for snow days? And some superintendents came out and said, no, you still need snow days. It's part of being a kid. It's part of being a teacher. You know, we can't just always have, you know, class on Zoom if we can't get to school. And so I'm a big fan of that. But Tim.
Yeah, come on, Jake or Johnny, Jacob.
Jacob's yeah, got some Jacob, information.
Jacob,
last week, our guy, a guy we're all three pretty big fans of, I think, here. I call him Z-Pack, you know, like that medicine you get when you're about to get the flu and they give you, you know, a Z-Pack so that you can like knock out the flu and reboot your immune system. Well, yeah. Z-Pack, you know, the mayor over in New York City who's, you know, fixing up the city. Boy, I'll tell you what, side effect of Z-Pack, not a fan. But Jacob, share with our listeners what, you know, Zoran did in New York City.
So I like Zoran. I think he's very high energy. I'm not convinced that it's all going to work out yet. We shall see, but I'm glad he's getting a chance. The thing that the children of New York City are not happy to see given a chance, though, is that Zoran announced that they would not have snow days in New York City. Instead, they would have online remote learning if the weather got in the way of kids coming into school, much to the sadness and general despair of children everywhere.
Man, you imagine if you're like a sled manufacturer, you're like, hold on there, Z-Pack. you know, our best sled sales increase every time there's a school closure. How could you do that?
Zoran has to watch out for Big Sled, is what I'm getting from this.
Yeah, watch out, Big Sled, you know, whether it's a toboggan, whether it's, you know, the saucer cap that you like to do, or me, you know, the old-fashioned two rails and a steering, you know, adjustment right there, the great classic sled. I got to say, just because we can doesn't mean we should. And I'm talking about remote learning on this. Okay, great. We can. But why? Why? Why
I can,
do this?
I can tell you why, too.
It's not just Zoran. Okay, Jacob, you tell me.
I'll tell you why. According to Zoran, this is his rationale for it. He says, however, New York City also operates in accordance with state law, where we have to have 180 days of instruction. And given the additions of holidays over the past few administrations, it reduces the flexibility that we can have for an old-fashioned snow day. So Zoran says he's got no choice. He has these requirements. Does that change who we assign blame to in this situation, Tim, or what?
No, because actually the 180 days, which is going to be a pretty standard legal requirement across most public schools in America, you know, and here's another ripping away from childhood, loving the snow days, hating going to school longer in June. That's part of the package deal you're supposed to get is mass excitement with snow, horrible disappointment of extra days in June. That contributes to the growth in character that public schools are building.
I think so. I think you're right about that, Tim. It's all part of life lessons, and things don't always go the way you planned. And sometimes you get lucky and the adults have to let you stay home.
Yeah, I don't know, John. I'm like, it sounds like people are like, boy, that's awfully nostalgic and thing. I don't know. I feel like this really is meaningful to have these days to have a day off.
Well, Tim, you know, I agree with you 100%, and I'm going to get like very, you know, touchy-feely on this as well as nerdy with the, you know, educational research and what we know about human development and different cultures. There is a thing called wintering where things slow down and you kind of don't go into full hibernation, but you do a lot of, you know, work at the home, on the home front. You kind of take inventory, you build in a little bit of extra rest because it's more tiring to be out in the cold. Your body does more work on the inside, like it's just to generate heat to stay warm. You know, to navigate winter is more work than navigating the milder weathered months. So, I mean, given that human history has taught us that wintering is a thing human cultures around the world have, you know, taken part in, I've always found snow days are kind of like what the kids sometimes say is they need a mental health day. Mm-hmm. The whole system, sometimes Mother Nature reminds us to just shut it down for a few days. You know, just everybody take care of their home front, stay warm, stay indoors. Maybe get outside, shovel some snow, you know, as part of the day, but slow things down, stay off the roads. It's a safety issue as much as also a built-in learning opportunity, just an opportunity for the body to get that extra couple of days or even few extra hours that help us stay healthy through the winter months. So I've always been a big fan, and, you know, that's why I'm with the disappointed kids in New York. Like, come on. Give us a snow day. Give us a snow day. Yeah. How else are we going to have snow day memories? How are we going to do those important things? It's more than just nostalgic. There is a bit of science to it as well. And a bit of, you know, cultural history there as well. Like, hey, you know, let's winter a bit, even if it's only for an afternoon or it's a late start. Let's not turn that late start or that day, that snow day into a busy, hectic, make sure everybody's on Zoom.
Yeah. Right.
Kind of day. Yeah.
It just reminds me of the whole idea of going, it's like, we need to have this instructional time, because if we lose instructional time, Johnny, you know what that'll result in. Jacob, you know this too. Learning loss.
Well,
and
just logistically, Tim, I do want to go on the record as I like the best of both worlds. So everyone knows that schools plan for some inclement weather days, like some days, some unpredicted necessary days off, some lost learning time. So they map out their entire school year and they build into that some possible, you know, that we might have to close for weather, or we might have to close for, you know, too many people have the flu kind of thing. And if we take too many of those days, everyone listening remembers when that's happened in their district, you have extra days added on in summer. So I'm a big fan of best of both worlds. Plan to have some snow days and actually take them. And then if you run out of those, utilize the other options like Zoom and online classrooms that we have built into our structure so that we don't have to add days on in the summer.
Because
years we did that, Tim, that was rough on teachers. That was rough on students. That was awful. You were, you know, stuck in school on the most beautiful days of summer, dude, extra days because we had too many snow days.
Jacob, I'm going to say, you know, I disagree with Johnny. I think those extra days in the summer are part of the pain. It's part of the full package, man.
No, I'm a best of both worlds.
I don't know. But hey, you know what, though? Looking forward to the week ahead, looks like there might be more of this on the way. So,
No,
Z-Pack, if you're listening, or Mayor Mamdani, check it out, man. Give those kids a snow day in the future and, at least give them one. You know what I'm saying, Jacob?
I know what you're saying, Tim. And frankly, if the education system is built in such a way that they say we've lost 0.27% of our learning time on the scale of a year, the kids are going to explode. They can't, they don't know anything now. Maybe the system isn't preparing people very well. That's just my thought, Tim.
Yeah, well, Jacob, but now it's time for your moment of zen. Behind the deceptive words designed to entice people into supporting violence, words like democracy, freedom, self-defense, national security, there is the reality of enormous wealth in the hands of a few, while billions of people in the world are hungry, sick, and homeless.
Thanks for listening to Busted Pencil's Homeroom Podcast today. And remember to grab other great podcasts filled with more Busted Pencil's content on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, on the Civic Media website. Hey, and don't miss this week's Class in Session on Wednesday, and find our special drop of Jacob's Producer's Choice on Friday. And of course, Pencil Busters, you can catch the Busted Pencils broadcast on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media Network stations for 1 hour of your favorite blue-collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and Keith Busted Pencils.
Grab your coffee, your notebook, your pen.